On Robinhood Radio today, I'm joined by Executive Director Jane McLaren and Board President Dolores Parati of the Chore Service. Many of you may know of the Chore Service, which has been here in the northwest corner for 32 years now, where they help those who are in need to stay in their homes, whether they be elderly or disabled folks. And at the same time, they provide jobs for local people to help those folks. The Chore Service has some news to share with everyone out there, and I'm going to hand it over to you, welcome to the show, to tell us about exactly what is happening with the Chore Service now.
So we have consolidated, you can call it a merger, but it's not a merger. The Litchfield Hills Chore Service has been consolidated into our Chore Service. So instead of serving the seven towns that we serve, Norfolk and Region 1, we are serving Washington, Warren, Morris, Litchfield, Goshen, and Roxbury.
So what is the difference between a consolidation and a merger? Because there's definitely a different dynamic that happens.
So what happened was Litchfield Hills was dissolved. Their nonprofit was dissolved, and they transferred all of their assets to us, along with, you know, their workers, everything. They just were absorbed by us, so it wasn't really a merger because they no longer exist.
So we've consolidated the operations under CHORE. Consolidation or partnership.
Right, consolidation or partnership. So that does that mean a change in service for the people either with the Chore Service or the Litchfield Hills former Chore Service?
There are no changes. There's no disruption or changes to services. Everything is going as it was before. All of the workers at Litchfield Hills Chore Service are now under CHORE, so their employment remains, and they will still be working with the same clients. So no disruption in services to either employment or to our clients.
Now, is this going to allow the service to take on more clients and hire more individuals?
That's our hope.
That's the hope. Cover a much larger area. Your offices are now based in, I believe, Salisbury?
Yes, we have an office in Salisbury. We've been here for quite a while, and then we're maintaining a presence. We have a small office in Bantam.
All right, so two office facilities. Now, will everyone go to the website that you have, choreservice.org?
Yes, that is going to be the main website. Litchfield Hills is going to be taken down if it hasn't already, and everyone's going to be redirected to our website, which is www.choreservice.org.
Is this now a done deal at this point?
Yes. As of February 1st, it was official.
So you're well on the road. And how's everything going?
There's a lot of details to figure out or to get done, but it's going really well.
A lot of details, you know, getting our new workers onboarded, you know, syncing up payrolls, those types of administrative tasks. We have received a lot of positive feedback from our supporters, the Chore Service supporters, in support of the consolidation.
And was there a difference in the packages you gave to your workers at Chore Service and the folks who were working for the Litchfield Hills organization? Is that two different levels of pay, and how will that work out?
So now Litchfield Hills is going to be paid 50 cents more an hour for their indoor work because we pay 50 cents more an hour than Litchfield Hills paid. So all those workers are getting a slight raise. That's pretty much the main thing. They pay the same for outdoor work as we do, so that won't change.
Okay. Now, what kind of services can people expect when they call? I guess this would be a two-part. If someone needs assistance, they contact you either through the website or at one of the offices. Would that be correct?
Yes. They can call the office, and our program coordinator, Kristen Orr, who was part-time at Litchfield, is now coming over to CHORE full-time. She will do an intake and talk with the client to assess their needs and kind of put a plan into place.
And what types of services do you offer those clients?
The majority of what we do is housekeeping, laundry, you know, washing dishes, taking out trash, outdoor yard work, some transportation, help with technology, and some minor handyman services.
All right, a lot of handy services that help you to remain at home.
Yes, and companionship is always built into that.
Yes. If someone wanted to join the chore service on the worker side, any particular requirements or any particular kind of folks you're looking for?
We are looking for people that are 18 or older and have reliable transportation, and those that are interested in making a difference in people's lives. We do see the job as being rewarding, being out there and working with people right in your own community.
And do you offer the employees benefits?
We do. We offer an employer-sponsored 401k plan that they can participate in after 6 months of employment. We feel that we do offer a competitive pay, and we're always looking at ways to increase that. And if possible, we do a bonus. And we also offer a referral bonus. If one of our workers refers a worker to us, we have a referral bonus for them. And we do pay for some mileage for our workers to get to clients. And the work that we do offer is part-time, and it's very flexible. So, you know, it's great for maybe a young parent who can get their children onto the bus, go out and work for a couple hours, and still be home to get their child off the bus. But very flexible, our workers maintain their own schedules.
Do you have anybody that's actually kind of full-time out there working?
We don't. It's all part-time employment.
All part-time.
But you really can sort of choose, you know, to work with one client. You can work with 12 or 15 clients if you want, but we don't offer full-time employment.
As far as the financing, let's suppose I'm somebody out there that doesn't need the services and I don't want to do the work either, but I have money that I'd like to donate somewhere. And they contact you both through the office and the website as well?
They do. Usually we get a lot of donations through the website because it has a lot of information on who we are. We're obviously always looking to build our donor list. And, you know, we do that through community outreach. But people do find us, and we get some nice donations on the website or through our garden party or annual appeal.
Yeah, as the word gets out, because you can take in money anyway. $5 is $5.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you have big events and raise lots of money. You get federal and state grants, I believe you've said. And but those nickels and dimes that people might be able to throw out there can help keep the organization afloat, because I'm sure what I've seen in reading a little bit of the history, back when Ella started this thing in 1992, I believe it was, she started off with a $2,000 grant from Berkshire Deconic. And then inevitably this turned into what it is today, which is actually a very good. I have direct connections with this because, in full disclosure, my wife works for the chore service. So.
Oh, I just made the connection.
She says, oh. Yes,
I literally just made that connection. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and she is one of our very valuable workers, absolutely.
And so, yeah, I'm very familiar with this and how it works. And it's a great thing that it lends so much for a lot of people in the community. And so I would certainly say people should have a little extra dollar, throw it that way, keep the program going. Are you finding these days, because I know things tighten up as things go by, grant monies, are they becoming more difficult to come by?
They are. Things are competitive for grants. Our federal funding has been reduced, so we're looking at ways to help offset that, and we're hoping by, you know, combining our resources with Litchfield Hills that's going to help offset some of that as well too.
Local grants, are you getting much of anything from the individual towns? Do they donate or
the towns do make annual contributions. We just put out our request letters for fiscal year 25. They just all went out in January. We do have the support of some of the local foundations, such as Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation, the Connecticut Community Foundation, Foundation for Community Health has been a great supporter, helping us through the merger and going forward.
Well, that's great. So it sounds like the, you used the term merger, which you weren't supposed to use, I think. Consolidation. So let's make it clear, it's a consolidation. So it sounds that this consolidation is actually a benefit far more than it is a consolidation. A lot of times people get a little frightened when they hear mergers, consolidations, because usually in so many cases that follows things like layoffs and other things. And I don't think that's the case here. It actually looks that it could become an expansion of not only the service to the clients, but also for people to have those part-time jobs, which can be very valuable to a family in an area such as ours.
Yes, and having local workers, that money goes right back into our local economy. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, it does. And so any final words on the consolidation or to everybody out there?
We welcome any support. Any questions anybody might have, just feel free to call the office at 860-435-9177 or shoot us an email. We'll be happy to talk to you.
All right, fantastic. Well, thanks for being here, and good luck with the consolidation.
Thanks very much, Mike. We really appreciate your help in getting the word out for us.